These days, when we hear about intelligence gathering, it's usually in the movies.
Central Intelligence. You'd be working for me, mostly undercover.
Ah, yes, and most of the movies we actually see deal with the spies, undercover work, that sort of thing, rather than the actual everyday gathering of intelligence, which is what the CIA mostly does. But there are other government agencies that gather intelligence, maybe not the big national security type things, but at the Agriculture Department, there's a significant intelligence gathering operation.
Well, it is a major intelligence gathering exercise.
And that man is the head of it. We thought about disguising his voice to hide his identity, but it kept coming out sounding like this.
Well, it is a major intelligence gathering exercise.
Or like this.
Well, it is a major intelligence gathering exercise.
Yeah, so we decided just to blow his cover, tell you his name, Jerry Bangui, chairman of the Agriculture Department's World Outlook Board. His mission every month. Gather intelligence on crop production prospects, supplies, prices, movements, stocks, and make forecasts on those not just for the U.S., but for every major nation in the world. A lot of people working on that mission. There's a lot of surveillance on the ground, from the air, from space, and intelligence being sent in from agents in the field who gather important data.
Fortunately, we do it in the so-called white world. We share this information readily with other countries in hopes that they will share information readily with us.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So now, for the first time, well, at least for the first time today, we're going to tell you the secret of how this information flows into the chambers of the USDA's World Board.
We have attachés scattered all over the world, and they send back a great deal of information. Then we have a staff of meteorologists here who cover the world. We have access to thousands of World Meteorological Organization stations. We have a whole staff of economists. We have policy specialists, we've got, of course, our own analysts here at the World Board who are very, very excellent. So I think we once counted that approximately 125 people become involved in the process at some point.
It's a 24/7 process year-round, and every month, analysts are literally locked inside a wing of the USDA building in Washington, no contact with the outside world by any means, usually locked in there all night as they complete their monthly mission, putting together their special reports on world agricultural supply and demand. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Oh, should I have given my right name? Oh, dear.